Talking Food, Thursday, 1st of March. In the studio, we have with us our fufu expert, Benedicta, and she is going to answer questions put to her by the studio audience. And first to ask a question is Josh.
Hello, Benedicta.
Hello, Pastor Charles.
My name is Joshua Charles. I'm very nice meeting you, particularly on a very important subject, fufu. Now, I want to know something about fufu. Enlighten me on fufu, because I read, I was told that fufu is one of your national staple food in West Africa. All right, I would love to hear from you something about fufu in terms of your traditional food diet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Josh, I'm glad you asked this question. I think we were discussing this subject last week. Fufu, we can get it from various flour like plantain, yam, cocoyam, so many. I think cassava as well. Cassava fufu, most of the time they refer to that as farina.
All right.
Yeah. Mashed potato as well. You can get fufu from it. What happens is with mashed potato, if you want our fufu, the African type of fufu, you always have to mix the mashed potato with farina.
All right. Now, on this point, am I right in saying that it's a mixture of plantain, yams, I must have had the wrong impression.
You have.
Sorry.
What I mean is, when it comes to mashed potato, you need to mix it up with farina.
Oh, I see.
Which comes from cassava.
Yeah.
That's the only way you get the texture of fufu. But when it comes to plantain, you can make plantain fufu on its own.
On its own.
Yes, because we got the starchy in cocoyam, in plantain, and in yam.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you don't need to mix it with anything. Just your hot water and your boiling water and the cold water mix, and it will be on the fire, turning it. And then before you know it, your fufu is formed.
Well, thank you for that enlightenment. God bless you.